Kof Tammuz, Tuesday the 26th of July, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Sharing the Burden.
I want to start off with two stories. Chassidish Masses, and see how they work out a Shulchan Aruch. The first two stories, some people might not like the stories too much. A chassid once came to Imre Emes complaining he has a tenant who's not paying rent. Don't know how many months, don't know the whole story. The bottom line is the Rebbe told him, okay, you take the loss. So the chassid said, it's not fair. I live in Varsha. There are plenty of Eden in Varsha. Let them share the burden. Why do I have to lose all those months' rent? Let everyone else chip in. I'm not the only one in town. So the Rebbe said to him, so the story goes, the mitzvah came to you. It's your mitzvah. I was always wondered whether this is Psaka Pialucha, was this Hayru Ashu, what was the background to the story. The Rebbe didn't give a chusid him a call to his Das Torah. What was the Das Torah behind this? A similar story, another Polish Rebbe, many years before, Reb Chesdel of Kozmir, similar story, one person owed the other, Reuven owed Shimon money, he didn't pay up, he came to the Rebbe to complain, and the Rebbe said, okay, be mevata the chov. Again, why me? So he bought a shtickler raya. Again, just wanted to make him feel just a little bit easier. The Mishnah says in Gittin, Eved Asher Shnei Adonim, a slave has two masters. And one master is Meshachre, his part of the slave. So you have a case of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bechoyrin, which goes into complications. So the Mishnah says, Koyfin es Raboy, Koyfin loishta al Chatzi Domov. That means the master, which is, still owns half a slave, should also free his slave. The master is losing money. So the Eved will write, Eshta, one day, strike a rich, I'll pay you back, I'll redeem myself, whatever you lost, because you let me go. So he said, is it fair? You're going to rely on an Eved who has nothing to one day pay you back? Maybe the whole town should chip in and pay up for this half of Eved. Why is it his loss? You have a shtickler raya. If it's your mitzvah, it came your way, you give up. See, somebody already left, who wasn't happy with the story. Let's try and build up a case. In various similar, not so similar, aluchas and Shulchan Aruch, and try and find a common thread to this situation. I start off with a tshuva in one of the Achroinim, the Bei Shaurim, where it talks about a shala, a moil, was offered the bris in a nearby village on Shabbos. That means he has to leave his family for Shabbos and go somewhere else. Is it his responsibility to leave his family? There's no moil in that village. Does he have to do it? So, first he goes into Shalas of Bittel Oynik Shabbos by me leaving the house. Mekayim Oynik Shabbos Araisa. It can be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos somewhere else as well. So it's not the same being home, being elsewhere. He says, Amos is pushed, if Mila is doicha Shabbos, Mila is doicha Melucha, then Avada Avada, Mila is doicha, anything to do with it, Oynik Shabbos also falls away when it comes to Mila. That's not the way out by pleading Oynik Shabbos. He says, Rashba actually says, why we're not goize by Mila on Shabbos, Shem Yavirenu, like other mitzvah, Shoifer, Megillah, we have goize not to do on Shabbos because of a Gzera. Why don't we do that to Mila as well? Mila is Shabbos. Let's be going to Shem Yavren Dal Dam Shusharabim. She says the whole milah is be'etzem doicha Shabbos. You can't be goyzer not to do a milah on Shabbos. Akapunim mezuch, akapunim lachas hakama v'kama. There's no excuse bitl oinik Shabbos for the moil not to leave his home to go and do the bris milah. So he brings the Ramah in Yeridah. Oh well, of course, if the baby could come to the moil, it's the chiyuv of the av to do what he can to make sure the child has a bris milah mashmini. Then he comes, the chiyuv comes first on him to do so. But in a case where he can't go,
not because he can't come to the moil.
Might not be able to. Anyway, obviously, if in case he can go, then obviously he has the first chiyuv to do what he can to make sure his meal is done by Shabbos. But if in a case where he can't, the person tells him he can't pay up. Yeah, same idea. Whose responsibility is it to solve the problem? Is it the moil's problem? That's the question. Is the moil, does he have any responsibility to somebody who doesn't know, who he knows, to do? That's exactly the question. The landlord, does he have a responsibility to his tenant who can't pay the rent? Prior to been similar cases at Shulchan Aruch where somebody is not mechoyev in this mitzvah, does he have any responsibility to take care of the mitzvah, to have this mitzvah be done? So, the source of this Ramah in Yerodeya, in Hilchos Mila, is a Rashba. I will quote the Rashba B'Lashoni because the Rashba has a few words we can medai. Obviously, every tshuva is in a specific case. So his case, his story is as follows. A moil shahoy, a moil kol yom v'chinam. There's a moil who always does his mila b'chinam. And now he decides, no, he wants to charge a hefty price for somebody. A pusak schala asmoy. And he made his own price. That's why he went to bed and asked, I want to be paid from now on X amount of money for each bris, which would, according to the solution, make sense. The moil doesn't have to do anything b'chinam. He could charge a price, if it's a fair price. But he made his own price, a one-off. He charged a big price, a one-off. Is that fair or not? And the father can't pay this amount of money. That's a shaila. What do we do in such a case? Can we force the moil or not? Or should the father go collecting? Should he go collecting a shul? I need to make a bris for my son. The moil charging a huge amount. What do we do in such a case? Which seems to be, if the father can afford it, maybe the moil can charge a huge amount of money. But his question is, when the father can't afford this amount of money, and the moil's on a one-off, wants a huge price. So first he gives a musa drusha, shtaitzich. Moil's a eina mezal shel Avraham Avinu. In whatever chodilaseinu, even a poor moil chases after the mitzvah. He looks for clients, looks for customers. This moil is not doing what he's supposed to do. V'chol v'chol, fine. V'tzuruch ligav v'habesh einuchu v'sum mitzvahs. And he wants one dinner. This moil wants one dinner. Lemas, he can make a brucha. Alamina, he can make something worth essence of. Okay, this after his Rashba drusha. This moil shouldn't be doing what he's doing. Lemasa. Can you force the moil or not? Says the Rashba Zot. The emes the chiv mila the Gemara says and the Achroinim explain it. The emes is not the chiv aloav. The chiv is him moilochem kol zucha. The Gemara says that in the case where there's no father, Bezdin would make the brocha ashek the shunim b'tzivonu. That means Bezdin also metzuva to be mal the child. That means the tzivu is not the father. It's a general mitzvah that every Yiddish kin should be gemalit. The father comes first. He has the first privilege to do the mitzvah. That's how the Achronim explain the Gemara. So here, Emma says the Rashba, the case is, the bez na mechuyev to take care of the child. In every case. Usually, you give the father, it's your rights, please go and do your mitzvah. We'll give you the schus to do the mitzvah, because it's your child. But Emma, the mitzvah's mila, not like rent, the mitzvah's mila is rent, but the tenant can't pay up his rent. It's not the chiv on the whole town to pay someone else's rent. But it is the chiv on the bezdin to take care of every Yiddish child. He should have a bris milah. So here, where the father is either not alive or can't afford it for whatever reason, the chiv is on the bezdin to take care of the child. Which means, says Rashba, the father doesn't have to go collecting for the bris of his son. He can't afford it. There's no chiv to collect or something which is not really his mitzvah, or only his mitzvah. And therefore, the chiyuv goes back to Bezdin. Once it falls back to Bezdin, Ramachai says the Rajma, Bezdin can now force the moil. Bezdin, Ramachai, you to be mal the child, b'chinam. That's what the Rajma says, and the Ramur, Pasul Shechor, same thing. Based on the Rajma, when a moil wants to take a big price, Bezdin will say, we don't allow you. You have to be mal this child. Bezdin koifin some oil. There's a similar case in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdeis and Shin Lamed Vov, referring to a doctor. Same thing. Is a doctor allowed to say, I'm going private, I'm charging whatever I want to heal people? So the Chabad in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Gemara, Usa Litoil Horoifer, Usa Litoil Schaha Chochma Va'alimut. That means the Gemara in Bechor says, Hanoitel Schor Elodon, if a dayan takes money to Pascha and the Torah, Din of Betelim. His Din Torah is butl. He's not allowed to charge money for Din Torah. If someone charges money to give Eidus, to come to Bezdin and give Eidus, Eidoisa Betelim. He's not allowed to do that. You can't charge money to Pascha and the Torah, or to give Eidus in Bezdin. You can't charge money, says the Mishnah, Lehazai Sala Kaddish, Efa Pur Aduma. If you want to do a job, you know how to do it, you can be mazah, you know all the halachas, you'll charge a fee for doing it. The Mishnah says, Meim of Meimara, Afra Efa Makla, means whatever he does is useless. So Lushan Gnai is someone that does, charges money for doing a mitzvah. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eil Mab, Tiestan, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu B'chinam, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Shul B'chinam, didn't charge for it. A person is not allowed to charge money for teaching the Torah and passing the Torah, giving Eidus, or doing any mitzvah. A person can't charge money for doing mitzvahs.
School teachers?
Rabbis also wouldn't be able to charge money. But, says the Gemara, that's schar hachochma v'halimut. That means the Rebbe spent time preparing his Rusha, preparing his Shia. The doctor prepared time for many years studying his chokhmah. He can't charge money for his chokhmah or for his learning. But what he can charge money is for schar tirche v'abateile. Well, there, that's the loophole or the way out to charge money for schar betula. How schar betula is worked out of machlokes rishonim, whether it means someone who for these 2 hours hasn't got anything to do. He's got free time. How much will he charge for doing odds and ends? That's called schar betula. You've got nothing to do now. You're okay. You'll charge a small fee just as doing a one-off job. You won't charge a big price. That's one way of learning schar betula. Schar tircha, that means if the doctor has to go to you. He has to go out of his way. He has to travel. Travel expenses, that type of expense, you can charge. The Rebbe can charge for that, schar betula. He's babysitting. He's taking a minimum wage, or what the real heter is for a Rebbe or for a doctor is Osunsi. He spent time, he's giving away his life, not doing any other job, but only doing this job. So that's a bigger schar betula, but it's all boils down to the in of schar betula. He's not charging for his work. He charged because I can't do anything else, and this is what I'm doing. And by doing this, I can't go to work. So you've got to pay me something in order for me to live. It falls under the category of schar betula. Achapun and the Roif, the doctor can't take a huge amount of money because he has the wisdom. He's the only one in town who knows it. And someone who has medicines. He has a stock of medicines at home. So he takes advantage of the situation. You need this now. I'll charge you a huge amount for this. You can't do that. It's all to do with mitzvahs. You can't charge money for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have to be done for free. Call it l'shmo, yeah, that's the right word. Mitzvahs have to be done l'shmo. You can't do a mitzvah shaloi l'shmo. You can't do a mitzvah for money.
So the person can say, I'm going to pay you,
but
has it done,
and it's not
paying you.
That's right. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo yoid. And I feel paskulei b'demayim ha'abe. If you promise, you're in an impossible situation. You need this. You need the help of the doctor. And he say, the entrance fee is a huge amount of money. You want this medicine? Pay a huge amount of money. Okay, I'll promise I'll pay you. Just give it to me. Fine. Even if you promise to pay, you don't have to pay up. And the example the Roshonim bring, someone run away from prison, and he comes to a river he wants to cross, he's escaping, and the person in the boat says, you know what, very cold-bloodedly, you pay me a huge amount of money, I'll cross you the river. So he promises the world, give me, just take me across and I'll pay you everything. When he crosses the river, he's not mechuyev to pay him more than the normal charge, because he should have done it b'chinam. The Gemara says the same similar story. Someone who was not doing chalitza to his sister-in-law, he didn't want to do the mitzvah chalitza, and she was stuck. So they promised him a lot of money, and they did it, and they said, okay, fine, bags and tie. It was only a trick in order for him to do something which he had to do, b'chinam, the mitzvah b'chinam. So the doctor can't charge money for his wisdom. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, if the doctor doesn't budge and says, I want money, a lot of money, then you do have to give it to him. It's also clear in which case he can actually receive the money and when he can't, but Terezov explains that Emes, it depends if it's a one-off situation or it's a doctor or similar to the case of Rebbe. A one-off situation you can't take advantage of. Someone run away from prison, you're not allowed to do that. And Bezin would force you to do it for free or for a normal price. A doctor who spent his life, gave up a few years studying for his chachma, he can charge a price. And he can be greedy as well. And if he is greedy, there's nothing can stop him. That means he shouldn't be doing it. He should be charging a normal price. But if he really wants to do it, there's nothing you can stop him. Nothing can stop him. Something which has a kitzvah, it's a one-off situation, you can't take advantage of. But a doctor's not a one-off situation. This is his life. This is his panosa. You want to come to me? I could charge you a big price. And if you promise to pay the price, then you have to pay up. So we had the case of Bris Mila. We had the case of a doctor. Now we'll come to a case of Hilchos Tzedakah, which is more similar to the story we started off, where the landlord is mechuyev to lose his money, or does the whole vash have to pay up for this poor tenant. The Ramah Simra Shimon says, many people know this Gemara, kama day machsoira sheyechselo, you have to give only whatever he needs. He needs a horse, give him a horse, whatever he needs, whatever he needs. The sky's the limit. Never the poor person hasn't got it. Give him whatever he needs. A bed. He hasn't got a wife. Marry him off. He hasn't got a deer. Give him a house. Very bright to Simma Shulchan Aruch. Just give him everything. The Ramah says, Kol zeh begavat tzedakah. This chiv of giving everything to the only whatever he needs, that's the chiv of begavat tzedakah. Oy rabin b'yachad. The whole town together has to take care of its poor people. If someone knocks on your door, give me money, I need a car, you don't have to give him a car. It's not the chi of the yuchid, that's his panusa, he's knocking on doors. Go here, go next door, go down the road, go next street. Slowly you'll get your car if you want, if you work really hard. There's no chi of the yuchid, and zikha not when he's machzal, if sometimes, Achronim do say, if there's an oni who can't collect, now because he's in the situation, can't collect, then it's the chiv is stronger than a chiv of oni machzal apsuchim. But Kapon Ramos says, any oni, whether he collects or not, is not the chiv of the yochid. It's the chiv of the rabbim to give him all these luxuries or all these necessities. It's not the chiv of the yochid to give him more than anybody else. Yeah, you have more money, you give more tzedakah, but there's no chiv to give to this oni more than everyone else gives. the Bach and the Vilna Gaon disagree with this Ramot. They do seem to say there is a chiv of a yochid to do whatever he can to help anybody. And they bring a rav from the Gemara, says like a Hillel Zuken, who took upon himself to give this oni sus lekav lefunov and an eved. There's a similar Gemara from Baba Basra. The Gemara says Benyom Natzadik was a gabbai tzedakah, and there was shnei batzoyres, and the lady came to him. And she said to him, Rebbe Panaseini, he said, Avoida, make sure that Kupas Stuka is empty, there's nothing here. So she said to him, if you don't give me Panusa, Isha Vishiva Boneo will just die of hunger. The Gemara says, what did he do? So he gave him his own money, and he Taka kept her alive. And beschar that, for 22 years, he was Zoycha Tarichas Yomim. He took upon himself, Stuka Vishka was empty. So he's the Gabbai Tzedakah, but he's not responsible more than anybody else in town. He should have said, okay, we'll go collect it again, we'll try another appeal. He took it upon himself. But you can say it's a Nusra Chassidus which he did, which the Chorus seems to be from the Gemara. The Gemara says he was given 22 years of a scha, of a huge scha, means something. He went out of his way to do something which he wasn't mechuyev, so he got a scha, which the Chorus seems to be a Nusra Chassidus, not something which is mechuyev, which is his responsibility. What he could have done is gone to a few rich people, gone around collecting town, and helped this woman. It wasn't apidin his responsibility. And all the brochas were Torah, if someone does, goes out of his way, and gives only day mach soya shiach saloi. So what we see from here, these cases, the doctor, the moil, the poor person, the be'emus, it's a chiv on the rabbim to take care of these mitzvahs, tzedakah, mila, refuah. A person who has the capabilities should morally, says the Rashba, you can do it, and don't charge a huge fee. But if you do charge a huge fee, bezen can't do anything. Which would have been the case, l'chayr, in the story of Leim Ramos and Chazal Kuzmir, when they told the rich person to give up of his own money, everyone was trying his luck. The landlord came to the Rebbe, it's not my responsibility, it's the whole Vash responsibility, which is true. And the Rebbe tried his luck and said, no, you're rich, you can do it. Morally, you should be doing it. Al Pidin? No, the landlord wouldn't be Mechuyev more than the whole of Vash. But Bez, in the first case, would try and get the person who's more involved in the mitzvah, who's closest, Hakroiv Malacholol, to take care of the mitzvah. The moil, the roifer, do what you have to do. Again, if it's a one-off situation, you can't take advantage of the situation. Then Bezin will force you to let the person run away from prison to cross the river for free. Bezin will step in where it's a one-off situation and you're taking advantage of the situation. But if it's not a one-off situation, it's a doctor, a moil, or probably the same would apply to landlords, it's not a one-off situation, it's a general panosa, then al pidin, it's not his responsibility. Yes, maybe the moil should go out of his way to go to the next town for Shabbos. The doctor should go out of his way and do it for free. The landlord should go out of his way and let the poor person off. But it's not a pidin. Al pidin, the whole town would have to chip in and help it. Bezin wouldn't step in. Bezin would only step in, it's a one-off situation where you're taking advantage of. Not when it's a general chiv on the klal, the yuchad won't be held responsible, and he doesn't have to do what the klal is mechuyev more than anybody else. Another case, Asom Chutan Rosh Avais brings this case. Again, my people might not like this, take offense with this Gemara. The Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, where he talks about the chiv of every town or every Roven town to make an Erev in the town. And he brings the Gemara in Erev, and the Gemara in Erev, the very famous Gemara story, very famous Gemara, where the child, Ishtapa Chamime, a child before his bris, on Shabbos, there was hot water prepared to bathe them before or after the Mila, and the water spilt. And they needed hot water in order to do the bris on Shabbos. And they had to take hot water from a next door neighbor, there was no Erev in the Muvui. And a lot of Torahs was, a lot of Dioi was spilt on this Gemara. Many halachos learned Amir La'akum, and different halachas. So mila, what to do in a case where you're stuck on Shabbos and you need to bring something across the road, tzorech hamila in Shabbos.
And it's not because of nefesh.
Well, mila is doich Shabbos, and afterwards it would end up into pikuach nefesh. Yeah, the many. Well, are you allowed to bring beforehand the hot water to prepare, or should you strip off the wrist of Sunday? Okay, a lot of time not going to take the mila now, but that was the case. That's the fine. Okay, that's the shalom. What's toch hamila? How much is it toch hamila? Do we push it off or not? Al Kapunim. The Gemara says what I want to get to. The story is Rabbi Bachun asked Abaye. Abai and Rabbah were dealing with the story, should we bring across the water cross, or should we not, what should we do? So he asked him, I don't understand, this is a movie. Two grosses come to Chum, Abai and Rabbah, you're living here, why is no Erev? He doesn't understand. So Abai had to fend for himself. He said, well, Emma's Rabbah, he's the grosser Rabbah, the pastor to go collecting for the shitter, he has to collect wine or bread from everyone in the area. He can't do it, pastor. I've got no time, I'm learning. He has a few excuses why he can't do it. Excuse himself. If it's a mitzvah, which has to be done, then a mitzvah verse is doich Talmud Torah. What's this excuse you have to learn in Ashkatzat? What we see from here, a mitzvah which is a chiyuv on a rabbim, if you have a good excuse, you can get yourself out of it. It's not, if it's a type of mitzvah in every individual, there's no excuse, you have to do it. But a mitzvah which is due with the general public, you can get out of it. You can't impose on everyone to do it. One more ayah, a Mishnah in Shkorim. The Mishnah in Shkorim says, in Perek Zayin, if you find in Yerushalayim a behemah, find a loose behemah on the street in Yerushalayim, the Mishnah calculates a certain area where this behemah is found, which is most probably behemah's kodeshim. What you do, if it's a behemah zucha, you bring it as a kolban oil. You find the behemah on the street, you take it to the Beis Hamikdash, you take care of it, shecht it, and make a kolban oil. If it's a zucha, if it's an akev, you make a kolban shlomim. Bereshoyim says the Mishnah, "Hayim mashkenes mitzel ad shemayv nesuchel." The nesuchim, every kolban needs a nesuchim. Who pays for that? The person who found it, he pays the nesuchim. And people didn't want to do it, so the Beis will take a mashkin from the person who found this behemah to bring the nesuchim. So people start, find the behemah in the street, leave him out. I'm not interested because I have to pay off the nesuchim. So the Bezin made a fund from a tzibah and they paid for it. What we see from here again, what chiv is an individual who finds a behemah to take care of the tzibah's problem? It's a behemah found in the street. Why is it my problem? Why is it my money? Why do I have to pay off the nesuchim? Unless we say it has to do with hilchos shuvos aveda, the same way you find aveda in the street, it's uncomfortable, you have to look after it. Not talking about the payment, how you deduct your fees, whatever it costs you to keep it. But the master is uncomfortable if you find a behemoth in the street now. Lock it up in your backyard now. This is a kov vaituk. This is a kov vaituk in the sochem, but it's a mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. So it falls on the yochid taker, who is the lucky one who finds this mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. He is the lucky one who has to now bring in the sochem. Again, we find chiyuv mitzvah, which the yochid has to do. And when the case where they didn't taker, Bezin would step in and take care of this mitzvah nesuchim the Torah Tzibah. Just the time, this week's parsha, just found by Shkuch Reporters last night, the Chidur brings a sefer, one of the Sfarshi Gdolim, Marash Primo, he gives a drush. There's a famous medrash this week, Pinchas. Hilin noisy noisy brisa shulam, and the medrash says, Bedinish yitl skori, yah, sekim tim taka. What is the medrash explaining? Bedinish yitl skori. So he says, he brings a pshat on the sugya, so he says that Pinchas could have taken advantage of the situation. He was the only doctor now who could save whole Klal Yisrael. He's standing in the situation, nobody knows what to do. He's the hero. Oh. So Hashem said to him, here in such a case, I will give you, here you taka have the right, everyone will be voided, you can take, I can give you whatever I want.